And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
School nurses are some of the most important people at schools across North Carolina, helping kids with complicated medication and allergies and chronic medical conditions. But thanks to decisions made by the General Assembly, as WRAL-TV recently reported, North Carolina has only one school nurse for every 1,086 students, with many schools sharing their only nurse with another school across town. In fact, Orange County is the only school system in the Triangle with a full-time nurse in every school, and the parents were the ones who made that happen. It's absurd. As the WRAL story pointed out, the average classroom has two students on medication, two with asthma, one with attention deficit disorder, one with a life-threatening allergy, and one student with a less common health condition like cancer or even a feeding tube. The General Assembly ought to be embarrassed. There's no excuse for not adequately funding school nurses. The state has a budget surplus, after all, but apparently a deficit of compassion and common sense. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.